local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Immigration raid set to resume in Los Angeles after the Supreme Court defies lower court orders and says pulling people over based on how they look, how they talk, and where they work is okay. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass after the ruling.
I want the entire nation to hear me when I say this isn't just an attack on the people of Los Angeles. This is an attack on every person in this city and in every city in our country.
The Epstein birthday letter is out, allegedly drawn and written by President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein on Epstein's 50th birthday, made public by the House Oversight Committee. Trump denies that he drew and wrote it. A warning to the entire population of Gaza City from the IDF. People must leave as the Israeli army continues its offensive. The Prime Minister of Nepal has resigned abruptly following violent protests against a ban on social media and government corruption. The resignation coming after police opened fire on protesters. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. October up 2 to 16.91, November up 10 to 16.95, December up 6 to 17.21, January up 3 at 17.23. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 170, 40-pound blocks up a half to 169.5, three trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 202.5, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 122, one trade on the day. Dry way up a half to 57, one trade on the day. Live cattle futures were mostly higher on the day in the deferred contracts. After box beef prices were higher. Now, there was some technical selling, though, in the nearby months in live cattle markets. Feeder cattle mostly higher due to continued strong demand in the countryside. Hog markets lower in the nearby months after prices reached resistance levels, and that led to some profit taking. October live cattle down 17 cents to 235.80. September feeder cattle up $1.12 to 360.95. October hogs down 87 cents to 95.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher. Some outside market support helping to support the grains, along with some concerns about the potential for more southern rust to adversely affect the corn crop, and also that frost from this weekend in parts of the corn-soybean belt that could adversely affect soybeans. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they were mostly higher, some technical buying due to oversold conditions. September corn up 4 to 403. New crop up 3.75 to 421.75. September beans up 7 to 1013.5. New crop up 6.75 to 1033.75. Chicago wheat, September and December both up 4.5. September 505.5. December 523.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Monday at Alcivia Durand, cash and October corn 362, December 367, new crop 26, 4 even. Cash and October beans 924, December 933, new crop 26, 964. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 367.75, October and November 371.75, December 376.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and October corn 372, December, $3.75. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound to cash corn at $3.71. New crop, $3.66. Cash and new crop beans, $9.53. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, $3.72. New crop, $26, $4.10. Cash beans, $9.32. New crop, $26, $9.84. Red Wing Grains, cash corn, $3.79. October and November, $3.77. New crop, $26, $4.15. Cash beans, $9.42. October and November, $9.37. New crop, $26, $10.14. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.61. New crop, $3.68. Cash and new crop beans, $3.51. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle, $2.25 to $2.50. Holstein fed cattle, $1.87 to $2.23. Market cows, $1.26 to $1.59. Bulls at $150 to $203, calves $400 to $1,540, beef steers $240 to $680, Holstein steers $232 to $480, sheep markets, light lambs $300 and down, market lambs $217 and down, ewes $90 and down, rams $170 and down, goat markets, does $210 and down, bucks $280 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A slow-moving front will generate a few showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures right around 70 degrees. That same front will keep a few showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Look for cloudy skies otherwise with a low of 57. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say but take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Driving, trying to clear my head, I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you think of me. Cross your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright. While you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight, I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole better, would you think of me? So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, would you think of me? And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, would you think of me?
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. To the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch-offs, see if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dinner and your clothes. Do I make wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now, act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon, baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke
cheap flight. Little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take me in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little. I gotta know. Now do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Billy Currington and Do I Make You Wanna? Here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s, some areas of showers and storms as well across the region this morning. We're going to see a possibility of that today. And then things are going to warm up the remainder of the week. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also, next hour, Rod Bain is in, and he's going to have some folks on about how one state's Farm Bureau decided to do some agriculture marketing. Rod's going to have more on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden says it's time to bring down high input costs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
USDA's Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden was in Nebraska recently, and bringing down high input costs was a significant topic of conversation.
First step is to get those prices up through increased demand, and that goes to what our trade team is trying to do. When it comes to high input prices, again, until a few months ago, I was actively farming myself. You don't have to tell me about the fact that even though if you look at the consumer price index, it claims that over the past 5 years, prices have gone up 20%, which itself is horrendous. But if you look at what ag input costs, it's closer to doubling.
He says input costs are higher across the board.
You're talking about a combine. You're talking about a cotton pick. You're talking about chemicals and seeds. The prices are sky high, and the returns on the commodity side and on the selling side when it comes to sell your crop are not there. And so we've got to take a look at seeing to it that farmers get a fair deal, that there are more people who are competing to sell them services, and we're keeping a close eye on the large companies to make certain they're not abusing their market position.
Vaden also says it's time to look at cornfields differently than we have in the past.
People pass by the cornfields on I-80. They're probably thinking food, but what they ought to be thinking is fuel. That's as much fuel as an oil well that you pass in Texas. Nebraska is leading the charge when it comes to biofuels. USDA is working hand in glove with the Environmental Protection Agency. I had lunch with my counterpart over there. Biofuels were on our agenda for that lunch. We're very happy with the RVO numbers that they have put out. We hope those will be finalized when the rulemaking proceeding is completed. We're very happy they're continuing the E15 waiver to allow for 15% ethanol to be put in cars, but we understand because of court rulings that a permanent solution to that can only come from Congress, and we are hopeful that Congress will act on that as soon as possible.
Farmers also dealing with lower commodity prices on top of all of the high input costs, that in part to the large supply and the potential lower demand. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820.
800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A slow-moving front will generate a few showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures right around 70 degrees. That same front will keep a few showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Look for cloudy skies otherwise with a low of 57. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
I got the radio blasting. I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. Hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, well, I phoned work and told them they're gonna be a man short today. I got the sunny day blues, there's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I went out and I climbed into my big old Chevrolet. And with a turn of the key and a cloud of dust, I was on my way. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ricky Van Shelton and Beck Rhodes here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s. This reminder, UW Extension in Chippewa County is holding a corn silage whole plant dry down event. This will be Friday at A&G Agronomy in Fall Creek from 9 until 11. You can bring in some samples to test the moisture levels of corn silage to the event. You can find out more information as well on chopping services. Now, for more information, contact Chippewa County Extension at 715-726-7950. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Globally, consumers are still hungry for meat from the United States, but with beef prices at record highs and the ongoing trade war impacting traditional pork buyers, sales have slowed compared to last year, and I'll have the details when we return.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
In its most recent monthly report, the U.S. Meat Export Federation says pork exports totaled nearly 239,000 metric tons in July. That's down just 1% from 2024, but it's still strong enough to account for a larger share of U.S. production. President and CEO of the USMEF, Dan Hallstrom, called the results broad-based, with Mexico continuing to lead the way. Central America surged 35% higher over a year ago, while shipments of pork to Colombia rose 15%. Japan was slightly above last year at 26,600 metric tons, though the export value did slip as more frozen product was sold into that market. The Southeast Asian region also saw gains, with the Philippines posting its strongest month of pork purchases in more than 2 years, and Vietnam recording its highest volume since 2020. North of the border, trade with Canada has been sluggish this year, with exports down 17% through July. But there is relief on the horizon. Canadian leaders recently removed a 25% retaliatory tariff on U.S. sausages that had been in place since March, which should give U.S. pork another opening to recover some of that market share. Even with these bright spots, total pork export value slipped 4% to about $681 million. For the first 7 months of 2025, pork exports remained 4% behind last year's record pace. Meanwhile, beef exports tell a very different story. July shipments fell to just under 90,000 metric tons, down nearly 20% from a year ago and the lowest monthly total in 5 years. Export value also dropped, 17% lower to $752 million, with China responsible for nearly all of the decline. Hallstrom described China as a major thorn in our side. Without Chinese buyers in the mix, U.S. beef lost the competitive bidding that had supported prices. Still, other markets offered some balance, with South Korea, Central America, and the Caribbean all looking stronger on beef imports. I'll have more details when we come back.
Entech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. Entech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
In the months ahead, the meat industry is optimistic that pork could gain additional access to both the European Union and Canada, while beef exporters are excited about increased demand from South Korea and the Philippines. But all eyes remain on China and whether or not their buyers will be back for U.S. product. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn. Came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen. Daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land. And I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country. And that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free.
country's what I love. Moonlight, and you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. That's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Knew I was only trying to think.
with news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 5.9 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 7th, according to USDA. Temperatures were below normal for the week. Topsoil moisture was rated at 81% adequate and 4% surplus. Corn reaching the dough stage or beyond was at 88% complete. Corn fields were 54% dented, and corn was 10% mature. Corn for silage was 10% harvested, and corn condition was rated at 82% good to excellent, 1 percentage point below last week. Soybean coloring was at 26%, 4 days behind the last year's average. Soybean condition 81% good to excellent, 3 percentage points below last week. Potatoes were 40% harvested. Potato condition reported at 89% good to excellent. Winter wheat was 9% seeded. Third cutting of alfalfa hay, 97% complete. Fourth cutting at 65% complete. And hay condition was rated at 80% good to excellent. A spokesperson says 240 Saputo Cheese employees will be out of a job in the Green Bay area starting this November. A cheese manufacturing plant in Suamico is officially closing in December. Officials say employees were offered retention and severance options. The company is consolidating and modernizing its operations. Federal health officials say a salmonella outbreak linked to a certain home delivery meal from Metabolic Meals has sickened over a dozen people and hospitalized 7 in 10 states, including Wisconsin. The meals were made and delivered by the Metabolic Meals Company during the week of July 28th. The CDC said last Friday that some of those sickened were from Wisconsin. Metabolic Meals website said its home delivery meal subscription service focuses on macro-friendly meals. The CDC says Metabolic Meals is working with investigators and has reached out to customers directly who purchased the affected meal types to inform them of the outbreak. A new map is featuring a statewide route connecting restaurants and supper clubs serving Wisconsin's best prime rib. The Wisconsin Beef Council is calling the route the 2025 Prime Rib Trail. The guide includes hidden gems in small towns and popular restaurants for both residents and travelers. The current map is available at beeftips.com. Submissions are now being accepted for the 2026 Prime Rib Trail. There was widespread degradation of drought conditions across parts of the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. That according to the most recent U.S. drought monitor. The lower Midwest saw some of the largest rainfall deficits, ranging from 3 to 5 inches. Short-term dryness and drought impact reports from the agriculture sector led to degradations in isolated areas of the Southeast and South. For the week, most of the eastern half of the U.S. experienced unseasonably cooler temperatures, while temperatures out west were above normal, especially across the Pacific Northwest and Desert Southwest. The temperature outlook shows above normal temperatures for much of the Midwest and High Plains, while the east and west coasts are expected to be below normal. As farmers prepare to harvest what may be a record large soybean crop, their largest export customer has yet to make a buy. Without a deal with China, North Dakota farmers may not get a bid for their soybeans. According to North Dakota Soybean Council Chair Jim Thompson, the local cash market is pushing growers to store their beans. North Dakota Soybean Growers Association President Justin Sherlock says the trade dispute with China needs to end. Maybe it's getting an interim trade deal with a country like China so we have somewhere to just justify the move and sell those soybeans, said Sherlock. He said farmers want the export markets restored first. We just need to get rid of this crop right now. Then we can figure out where we're at financially as we go into the winter months and loan renewal season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A slow-moving front will generate a few showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures right around 70 degrees. That same front will keep a few showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Look for cloudy skies otherwise with a low of 57. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before. I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
A dime.